Luckily, there's another Kent of the quest team. Has any fellow of the dime a dozen type, it might with some profit some dull evening quietly be hinted, has any usual sort of ornery josser, flat-chested, fortyish, faintly flatulent, and given to radiocination by syncopation and the elucidation of complications of his greatest Feng Yang dynast descendants, only the son of another, in fact, ever looked sufficiently longly at a quite everyday-looking stamped addressed envelope? Admittedly, is an outer husk, its face, in all its featureful perfection of imperfection, is its fortune. It exhibits only the civil or military clothing of whatever passion, pallid nudity, or plague-purple nakedness may happen to tuck itself under its flap. Yet to concentrate solely on the literal sense or even the psychological content of any document to the sore neglect of the enveloping facts themselves circumstantiating is just as hurtful to sound sense, and let it be added to the truest taste, as were some fellow in the act of perhaps getting an intro from another fellow, turning out to be a friend in need of his, say, to a lady of the latter's acquaintance, engaging in performing the elaborative ancestral ceremony of upstairs, straightway to run off and vision her plump and plain in her naked, in her natural, altogether, preferring to close his blinkhard's eyes to the ethical fact that she was, after all, wearing for the space of the time being some definite articles of evolutionary clothing, inharmonious creations, a captious critic might describe them as, or not strictly necessary, or a trifle irritating here or there, but for all that, suddenly full of local color and personal perfume, and suggestive, too, of so very much more, and capable of being stretched, filled out, if need or wish were, of having their surprisingly like coincidental parts separated, don't they now, for a better survey by the deft hand of an expert, don't you know? Who in his heart doubts either that the facts of feminine clothiering are there all the time, or that the feminine fiction, stranger than the facts, is there also at the same time, only a little to the rear? Or that one may be separated from the other? Or that both may then be contemplated simultaneously? Or that each may be taken up and considered in turn apart from the other?